Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 4th of March, 1969. The title is On the Auspicious Festival of Holi. On the Auspicious Festival of Holi. Bap Dada says, is it a special Holi for you today? How is Holi celebrated? Do you know how to celebrate Holi? What is the Holi of the Confluence Age? How will you celebrate Holi according to the present time? According to the present time, what aspect of Holi has to be celebrated? Many things have to be done at Holi. There is the coloring, the burning, the decorating, and also the finishing. All these things that have been done at Holi are happening at the present time. What do you have to burn? What do you have to finish? What do you have to color? And what do you have to decorate? To do all of this means to celebrate Holi. If anything is lacking in these four aspects, it cannot be called celebrating Holi. People dress and decorate themselves very beautifully at Holi. How are they decorated? Like the deities. Are all of you decorated? There isn't anything lacking in the decorations, is there? What is the main decoration of Holi? The fancy images. They create them and first put a bulb on the forehead. They have copied this from this time. Your main decoration at the Confluence Age is the lighting of the light of the soul on the forehead. And so, they light a bulb as a symbol of this. But in order for this to happen, remember the meaning of Ho, Li. Ho, Li means, which has happened, is already past. It is the past. Whatever scene has taken place is now the past. The point you need to pay attention to at the present is the point of the shield of the drama. That is, everything is the past. When you become so strong, you can be colored permanently. If you do not put the meaning of Holi into your practical life, the color fades away. In order to be colored permanently, think at every moment that everything has already passed. Whatever happens has already happened. Are you celebrating such a Holi? Or is there sometimes some churning taking place on seeing the scenes of the drama? To churn the knowledge is one thing, but what is the churning about the scenes of the drama with the questions of why, what, and how? When yogurt is churned, you are able to get butter. But what will you get when you churn water? Nothing at all. The result will be just that firstly, there will be tiredness, and secondly, it is a waste of time. Therefore, the questions are just the churning of water. Instead of this, churn the knowledge. What was the main yukti for service given to you in the final days of the corporeal form? To encircle everyone. You have to encircle everyone in two ways. Firstly, through words while doing service, and secondly, through the subtle angelic attraction. Let the encircling be such that no one can get away. The main method of encircling them is with the subtle angelic attraction. Let there be such encircling that neither you nor anyone else can get away. You have not yet shown the practical method of encircling. It is easy to build a museum. To build a museum is not encircling, but to be pierced by the subtle angelic attraction means to be encircled. That is to happen now. You will not have a lot of time for service now. There will be such circumstances in front of you that will create the possibility of obstacles in your service. This is why with whatever time someone has available, whatever service someone is able to do, should be done to the maximum extent now. Otherwise, even the time for service will have been and gone. That is, it will have passed away. This is why you tie yourself to the maximum extent in the bondage of service. All the many other bondages will be finished through this one bondage. Become engaged in godly service. Don't wait for someone to tell you to do something. What will happen if someone has to tell you? You will receive only half the fruit, because the one who told you or gave you the inspiration also becomes a partner in that. When there are two partners in a shop, everything is shared out between them. If it belongs to only one, he is the master. This is why, when you do something you have been asked to do, the reward of that is then distributed. If you do it as a master, you claim a right to the entire property. This is why everyone must do everything as a master. But together with being a master, you also have to become a child. Sometimes, when you become a master, you are caught up in that. And when you become a child, you become irresponsible and leave everything aside. You must not leave anything aside, nor must you hold on to anything. To be trapped by someone means to hold it tight with stubbornness. When you hold something very tightly, the form of it changes. What will be the state of a flower if you hold it very tightly? Hold it, but to what extent? And how? This also has to be understood. Either you become trapped when you catch hold of something tightly, or you let go of it. Make the effort of being equal in both. Those who continue to move along being a child as well as a master will have the main sign of being firstly creative and also egoless at the same time as being humble and the embodiment of love. You will be able to see all these four aspects in their every activity. If any one out of the four is lacking, there is something lacking in the stage. Do you know how Holi was celebrated in the subtle region today? It was only with the children. All of you are also celebrating Holi, are you not? When the trans messenger came, we played a game. What game did we play? So the children said, if you take us there, we will be able to see it. So then Bap Dada says, you have the vehicle of the intellect. The vehicle of the intellect is even better than divine vision. That game is not possible here. Those things do not exist here. Today, it was the day of festivity. So when the trans messenger came to the subtle region, the corporeal form was hidden away. A very beautiful mountain of flowers was created, and the corporeal form was hidden within that. Seen from a distance, it appeared to be just like a mountain. And so when the trans messenger went there, she did not see the sakar form. She searched everywhere, but he was not visible. Just as one plays the game of hide and seek, she saw the form in this way. Sitting amidst the flowers was the corporeal form. That scene was very beautiful. Acha. Then Avyakt Bap Dada gave everyone nectar and bhog and had a special meeting with each one and gave special instructions to those who look after the museum to fill the museum with the subtle angelic attraction so that whoever comes there is totally attracted to it. Om Shanti.